Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Don Van Howling. He is a board member and spokesperson for the First Presbyterian Church's Daycare Center, lovingly referred to as Presby. Don, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to be with you and have this conversation.
Now, as I said, we're talking about the new First Presbyterian Church Daycare Center. First of all, just give us a little bit of a background on how this came to be.
Well, I'm a member of the Presbyterian Church as well, and I looked at this really outstanding facility that we had, and a couple of things struck me. And one, number one, was we weren't utilizing that facility to its potential. You know, we were fundamentally using it 1 or 2 days a week. Secondly, we're seeing that our congregation was getting older, and we were also looking for more young families to be involved with our church experience. And so I said to myself, how can we impact both the utilization of this facility, the goals of our church, and also create an outreach to our community that is badly needed? And as I started talking to people, it became clear that there was a need in the community for daycare facilities for youngsters through 5 years of age, and that's the group that we're supporting here.
Okay, so those are all very good reasons. Now, the process of turning the Sunday school facility into a daycare was an arduous one, correct?
Yeah, it was a four-month project. Because first, of course, we had to create an architectural plan that would be approved by the state for the facility. We can manage 25 young people. That's our capacity. So with that in mind, then we had to go to the state and get architectural approval for how we would take that space and convert it. And so we did that and got that approved. And then we went through the task of taking that space. We had to create two new outside entrances that didn't exist. We had to create a playground area that didn't exist. We also decided that we wanted to have fully conditioned air, so we created an air conditioning system. We've got a kitchen. We've got changing facilities. We had to do all of that. So we had to recreate the room, recreate the space, and then also developed what we'll call a gathering place, both downstairs and upstairs in the sanctuary as well.
Okay, now all that sounds pretty expensive. Did the money for this project come from the congregation or from private donations? Where did that come from?
The money came from private donations. And the congregation, however, needs to deserve credit for giving us the space to use. So that was their donation in kind, so to speak. They also gave us some space in their parking lot for the outside recreation area, because you need to have both, right? So the congregation stepped up and made the space and the facility available at no charge. And then we had donations that created the change in the space and went out and hired the staff and that type of thing.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the staff, because you had to hire people specifically for these positions.
Yeah, we had there's very strict requirements in terms of staffing, in terms of experience and training. And so we had to not only find the right person, but we had to find the person that had met those requirements. And Julie Burkhart is our director. Then we have people that during the daytime are responsible as well for each classroom. And so those people also have to be specifically trained and approved by the state. So there's a lot that goes into making sure that the environment is safe for these children.
Absolutely. Now take us through a little bit of like the curriculum for the daycare. What all is involved with that?
Well, we actually have three spaces. So you have the infant space, which is 6 weeks and older, up to 2 years. And of course, that's a different environment that you have to manage. And so those children are managed separately and take additional care, as you can well imagine. And then we have the 2 to 3 year old group, and then we have the 4 to 5 year old group. So we have three separate spaces that are designed to support those age groups. And we have people then that are involved with each one of those age groups during the day. We also bring in lunch for them. The lunch is provided as part of the daycare experience. So there's a lot that goes on, but typically you're going to have three full-time people there every day.
Okay. You're currently accepting enrollments for it. Has the center officially opened and operating right now, though?
Yes, it is. We wanted a really soft start, so to speak. And so we had two enrollees, and we were able to start with that. And now we're just going to build from there and develop our support systems as we go from there to 25. And as a faith-based community project, we're also able to help some folks that maybe would have difficulty financially finding a place for their children to be during the day while they can have employment. And so we're also willing to be helpful in some of those areas.
Absolutely. Now, if people are interested in enrolling their children in the Presbyterian Daycare Center, how can they go about doing that?
Well, there's two ways that they can do that. Number one, they can simply stop in at First Presbyterian Church, which is right on 4th Street, 1323 4th Street, right there in Perry. You can stop in and visit and see the facilities. You're going to find that they're all new. They're very nice. They're very well equipped. So you can stop in, and when you do, you can talk to Julie Burkhart, who is the director. Or you can simply call Julie at 465-5918 and visit with her about that to get the process started. So call Julie Burkhart at 465-5918 if you just want to visit. Or if you want to stop in, feel free to do that. It's located at 1323 4th Street, the Presbyterian Church, right here in Perry.
All right. Well, Don Van Helling with First Presbyterian Church in Perry. Anything else that you want to mention to our listeners today?
Well, it's just wonderful to be part of this community. It's wonderful to be part of the Presbyterian Church. It's wonderful to have the opportunity to serve the community in this way. And so we just wanted to reach out and let everybody know what was available.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for all of the information. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Don Van Helling. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.